What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of United by Wrestling. I'm your host, Dustin Destruction, and we got a big guest today. She is the interview queen, Alicia Atout. Welcome to the show, Alicia.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
So, we're going to get started real quick with some fan questions for you. All right, let me pull them up. And the Lost Smile Kid on Twitter wants to know, who do you prefer interviewing during a show when they're in character, heels or babyface?
Honestly, I'd probably have to say heels just because it's always a little more interesting and, like, keeps me on my toes. You never really know what they're going to trash talk, what they're going to say, whereas you kind of know with a babyface the whole time you're just going to be smiling and having a good time. So heels definitely are a little different in that sense where you have no idea what's coming. So that's always super, super fun.
Who would you say has been the most interesting interview of all the heels you've done?
Honestly, like when I got to do some stuff with Scarlett Bordeaux, that was so much fun for me. We just have really great chemistry, and the back and forth is a really good time. So whenever I get to do stuff with her, it's always a blast.
And now Lori Young, Morning Lori's 26112, wants to know, what's the biggest difference between America and Canada?
Ooh. Portion sizes for food. anytime I go to the States, I always get the most incredible meals, and the food is so different there in terms of just being able to get anything and, like, everything really good. And like I said, it just comes on, like, the biggest plate ever, and I always have leftovers, so that's a huge difference. A lot of people think the weather, but our weather kind of mirrors places like Chicago and Ohio, so I don't know. I'd probably honestly have to say, like, the food and the shopping. For me, that's the biggest difference, personally. Yeah, the
portion sizes are big, big here. She also wants to know, what is the most difficult wrestler you've interviewed? I'm guessing that means the hardest to get answers from, maybe?
Honestly, everyone's pretty easygoing. It kind of goes back, I guess, to anytime I have one of those heel interviews and they want to give me a hard time. There are a couple people like that in MLW where I work. So there's a couple of those. Those are probably the most difficult ones, I guess.
All right. And real quick, before we get now to my co-host questions, do you have any merch or social media you want to plug?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys just go to aliciatoot.com, there you will find all of my social pages. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course my YouTube channel where all my videos live. And then from there you can also find my merch store, which is just aliciatoot.bigcartel.com. And on there you find everything from shirts to 8x10s, enamel pins. I have brand new stickers in there. Like, there's a ton of really cool goodies. So if you want some Interview Queen merch, go hit up that link, and happy shopping.
I just bought a shirt the other day, and she has some great stuff on there, guys. I would definitely make sure to check it out and help show some support.
So thank you so much.
Absolutely. So the MLW restart is November 18th. What are you most looking forward to when things get started again?
Just for everyone to see what we've been up to. We have so much in the works, everything from new additions to our roster, new storylines, new rivalries, new people teaming up together that you wouldn't think are going to or whatever. So there's just so much on the horizon. Like you mentioned, November 18th is our restart date, and we're all just really, really looking forward to it. We know people are going to really love what we have up our sleeves, and it's going to be great to be back on people's televisions. They can tune in Wednesday night on Fubu, or they can tune in every Saturday on BN Sports at 10 p.m. So, yeah, we have so many exciting things, though, coming your way. Like, I am pumped to be back.
And I also believe Fight TV app has MLW, too, so there's multiple ways to check them out, and I would. You know, they have great, you know, we interviewed Devon Eriks about a month ago, and they're sharing the same excitement that you have. I love the passion you guys have for MLW. It's just great to see.
So much about, like, you can watch us anytime, anywhere on DAZN as well, if you just hit that up. So and YouTube also, every time we have a show that airs on YouTube as well for free. So if you don't have any of the carriers that we happen to run on, you can check that out too.
Perfect. Do you know if there's going to be fans or is it just going to be empty arena shows? Do you know that yet? Or
I do know the answer to that question. I am not sure if I would get in trouble for sharing said answer. Probably make people wait until my boss says something court or start airing things.
Yeah, no, we don't want you to get in trouble, so we'll wait and see, and we look forward to it. So, what inspired you to get into interviewing?
Oh, honestly, I was kind of just thrown into it. I was at a show with my dad and sister, and at that point I had a blog, and the blog I would pretty much just use to review songs. I love music so much, so I was just reviewing albums and songs I liked, and we went to this concert, and we had this crappy little camera, and we met the band afterwards, and then my dad said, hey, why don't you ask them a couple questions, and you could, like, put it up on your site, and I was like, no, are you crazy? I'm not doing that, and the next thing you know, I ended up doing that. I asked them two really quick questions, threw it up on the YouTube, and next thing you know, I was just pumping these out like crazy, going to tons of concerts, interviewing, so it was never like a goal of mine from the jump, oh, let's become an interviewer. But I've always loved music, always liked wrestling, always loved writing. So it just kind of made sense to try to combine those three things together. So luckily it fell into my lap. I'm very grateful. And there's been no turning back since then, that's for sure.
Perfect. What's your favorite genres of music?
Ooh, so many. It's such a hard question to answer because I can be all over the place. Like, 1 hour I'll be listening to tons of 70s tunes. Like, I love the Bee Gees so much. And then I'll be listening to Kiss, 70s era. And then next thing you know, like, we're going full on, like, deep dive for Motown. Then I'll get into my 80s with some, you know, Duran Duran, some George Michael. Like, I'm all over. Definitely a lot of older music, and then for newer stuff, I'm more so just into a lot of, like, English alternative rock and indie rock and stuff, so I am a mess when it comes to music.
Hey, variety is a good thing. I would say that's probably something more people need, especially me.
Right?
So.
It's fun being eclectic.
Who's some of your favorite musicians you've interviewed?
Gosh, that is hard. So on my show, it's really cool because I've been able to interview some, like, really big names over the years. So, like, my stand-ups I always like bringing up, not only because they're fun to name drop, but just because, like, they're super cool. Is like Metallica and Motorhead I've had on before, so that was really dope. And then for a personal stance, like I mentioned, I love a lot of indie music. So there are a lot of bands who are really popular in the UK, like Bombay Bicycle Club, Maximo Park, groups like that. And then I was a really big emo kid growing up, so everything from, like, Taking Back Sunday to The Used, I've interviewed them. A Motion City Soundtrack I've had on my show. So yeah, there are so many people. I'm rambling, but there are a lot.
Hey, I mean, when you've done it, you know, like, you've done it, I mean, it, you've probably interviewed, you know, so many great personalities and stuff, it's probably hard to pick and stuff. So so when did you become a fan of wrestling? Like, what got you into wrestling?
So, again, it's kind of a thanks to my dad because he has been a wrestling fan since he was a kid and used to watch it with his dad. And growing up, it was on the house, would be on the television. I'd just kind of plop on the couch and it would be on the TV. So, and then it just never really, like, phased. Obviously, I went through, like, ups and downs in liking it and tuned out and tuned in. But, like, it was a phase that clearly was never fully grown out of. So, yeah, it was just thanks to him, and started watching matches and getting into it more so.
So who was some of your favorite wrestlers growing up?
Everyone from Mick Foley, Chris Jericho, The Rock, John Cena. I loved when Cody Rhodes was, like, dashing Cody Rhodes. I loved Edge. I was just, like, my music taste, I was everywhere. If they were great on the microphone, it could entertain me in the ring. I was all for it. So those are some of my favorites, though.
And was the transition to wrestling interview pretty easy from, you know, you did the music stuff. Was it pretty easy transition from that to wrestling? Or
it was honestly very simple because I already kind of had a built-in fan base, so I was able to go to promoters and say, hey, I might not be in wrestling yet, but I do have this following from all the music stuff I've done, and I'd really love to transition into the wrestling world. And then they'd see that following, and because it was a lot of indie shows to begin with, they were like, yeah, we think you can help out our talent, and let's do it. So I would just interview tons of rosters, and because at that point, I pretty much knew what I was doing when it came to interviewing, I was like, okay, cool, there's no real, like, super difficulty getting into this this business. So I was really lucky because of that, just from all the hard work that came from being in the music world. And then when I actually started interviewing wrestlers, of course at first you come in and people are like, who is she, how is she already interviewing these names, la la la. But then when you kind of, you know, let them figure out for themselves, I've been doing this for a while, might not be in your world but in other worlds, then, you know, that's kind of where the respect started to come in. So
I don't know if you're allowed, I'm gonna ask this, and if you're not allowed to say anything, don't mind. How'd you get involved with MLW? Did you kind of just reach out to Court, or did he do that? Like, how'd you get your foot into there?
So they actually reached out to me, what year are we in, 2020? So they reached out to me in about, I think it was like October or November of 2019, and they said, hey, we definitely have our eyes on you, we've heard really good things, and we'd like for you to come out to our tapings in December, and just kind of, this was December 2019, and just see if you like it. And I was like, yeah, okay, like, I'm down with that. I didn't really know what was going to come out of it. For me, it was like a booking. I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. I get down there, and then on the first day, they pull me aside, and they're like, hey, so you've shot a couple promos. People are loving what you're doing. They're like, we want to talk signing you and giving you a contract. And I was like, what? Like, my head was on this, like, 180. Like, my brain was everywhere, because I just thought it was, you know, something I was going down. We'd kind of be in and out. It'd be great. And so the next thing you know, we started talking. I signed my contract. And now about almost a full year later, we're here. So
wow.
It's kind of nuts.
That's awesome. You know, it's, you know, they seem like they're a great work environment. Were they pretty welcoming when you got there? Was everyone kind of just nice overall? Or
everyone was honestly wonderful. Like, when I first came in, everyone was so welcoming. I was very lucky because I already knew a ton of the roster from doing a lot of indie shows with them. So I had so many friends there already. I just walked in. I was like, oh my gosh, hey guys. And then the bosses, producers, agents, everyone was super kind. So I just hit it off with everyone. And I was like, this is a really good environment. No one's being weird. No one's being like douchey, like how some places can be. I was like, I just feel the positivity, and it just felt right to choose there, honestly.
That's awesome. It's always nice to hear those kind of things. So what were your, some of your favorite indie promotions you worked for, did some interviews for and stuff?
Ooh, that is so difficult. Man, okay, well, back, honestly, I also kind of started with a promotion here called Smash Wrestling, and that was the first promotion I ever did anything for, and I'm very grateful that they kind of said, hey, would you like to be our backstage interviewer? Because it opened my eyes to even that position. I never even thought of being a backstage interviewer. So shout out to them. Indie promotions, man. I got to do some stuff for a company called NEW in New York, and that was super cool. That show, I remember the main event was Omega against Rey Fénix, and it was incredible, and I got to do a signing there, so that was really cool. There's a company called Warrior Wrestling that are in Chicago, and they do shows out of a Catholic school there. And the people who run it are like the sweetest people ever, super caring, and their cards are stacked every single time. So Warrior is honestly probably like my favorite indie promotion. They're just, it doesn't feel like an indie. It's like the production's great, the guys are awesome, the shows feel huge, hundreds and hundreds of fans. So yeah. Definitely a huge shout out to Warrior Wrestling.
Warrior Wrestling's a great promotion. I recommend anybody to check them out if you haven't. So, you worked All In, I believe, right? AEW All In?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was amazing. It was such a big opportunity for me. And I'll always be thankful to those guys for wanting me to be a part of that show. It got my name out there even more. I got a lot of respect from people. And just being behind the scenes, you know, there were so many, like, legends and up-and-comers. And it was just really, really fun for me. It was really, really fun. I'm just very grateful that they wanted me to be that person for that job then.
How was it kind of interacting with Cody and stuff? If you're allowed to say, I don't want, if not, just, was it, you know, Cody pretty nice guy, or?
Yeah, no, Cody's always been great. He's always been someone I could go to if I needed a little bit of help or advice or anything, really. He's very kind. And they were very welcoming, him and the Bucks Like, when I was backstage, they treated me just like any other talent. Any time that we were on other shows together that weren't AEW-related, they were super cool. So, yeah, like I kind of mentioned before, I'm always going to be really grateful for those opportunities that they gave me in the beginning, because those really helped people kind of know even more so who I was, and they've always been very, very chill to me. So I'm very thankful for those opportunities, yeah.
That's awesome. So obviously you're with MLW right now. Is there any place that you would work whenever, you know, the time becomes available? Is there anywhere you want to work for?
Honestly, right now it's just focusing on MLW, especially with the restart ahead. I'm signed with them for a little bit. Can't say exactly how long but yeah, we still have like a good amount ahead of us. So I'm really just trying to focus on that, focus on what we have on the horizon, and just try to continue to grow with that company, because they're making some crazy strides, some really great deals, great people coming in to work with us as far as talent goes. So that's kind of where my mind's at the moment.
So who, obviously, you got your YouTube and your podcast on top of MLW. Who's been some of your favorite guests on your other shows, you know? So, like, when you do your podcast and your YouTube stuff, not the backstage interview, and who's some of the favorite people you've interviewed on those?
Well, originally it was actually really cool for me. I did this first run of Ring of Honor where I had, like, the Bucks and Cody and Omega on, and that was really, really fun because I had just gotten to wrestling. I was like, oh, my God, these are such big names. And then getting Chris Jericho on was really cool for me. Mick Foley was amazing. Getting to host a panel for Goldust has been super cool. So I've had a lot of really amazing opportunities come my way because of the wrestling world. And then in music, I mentioned Motorhead, Metallica, just some of the bands that those indie bands that I love. So yeah, there have been a lot of really cool people. And then, like, there are a lot of people in the world of pop, like Charlie Puth to Dua Lipa, like people you hear on the radio every day. So yeah, it's kind of a whirlwind when I sit back and think of all the different people I've been able to have on my show.
Was YouTube something you always wanted to do, or just when you started getting kind of fan base, you decided to kind of go out and give that kind of a try?
It was never really something that was on my mind. It was like I kind of said, I was thrown into it. Before, I just had my blog and stuff was being posted onto there. And then once I had those first few videos, the two question ones, I was like, well, I guess I have to make a YouTube account and start posting things on there. And when people started to like it and comment on it, I was like, okay, maybe this is like a whole new way I can go, something new, and it just never went away.
Hey, that's good. I mean, hey, if it's not broken, why not keep doing it? You know, you do great. You're one of the, you know, I think one of the best interviewers out there personally. That's not even trying to, you know, suck up or anything. I mean, you do great.
No,
your work's
thank you
great.
So much.
And have you ever interviewed, I know this is weird, have you ever interviewed or interacted with Chris Van Vliet? Is that something you would ever like collab with? Or
funny enough, we've actually interviewed each other. We both were at StarCast. It was when I was doing Double or Nothing as their backstage host for AEW, and we were both there, and we met up, and I interviewed him for my show, and then we switched our gear around, and he interviewed me for his show. So you can actually go on both our channels and check those out.
Wow. That's awesome. Just
it was really fun, and he has a great fan base, so, like, it was cool. People got to learn about me on his channel and vice versa, and it was really fun.
Wow. So you guys just, like, right there simultaneously recorded with each other, like, back-to-back? Oh.
That's literally what it was.
I have to ask, was that hard? Because sometimes when I talk, you know, my voice gets all raspy and stuff after like 30 minutes an hour. Like, is it hard to do something like that? Or
not? I mean, yeah, because sometimes your throat just completely goes out. But I've done like 20 interviews in a day when I'm at award shows and stuff, so I just know, like, keep drinking that water, take a breath, and you know, just put your head down and push through, because it's your job. So, like, you just, then at nighttime, you just crash out, like, real hard.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can't imagine doing all that. Like I said, I'm getting, like, all raspy after, like, an hour when I do it. So, I asked the wrestlers this, and I'm going to flip the question back to you, even though it's a different profession. What advice would you give people that want to get into the interview business, or just podcasting in general?
The biggest thing is just to kind of be yourself and be authentic, be genuine. Make sure that you do your research when you have guests on. And I guess the two biggest things, one would be to show face, even for events you might not want to go to, do it, because you never know who you're going to meet. You have to network to get work is like one of my favorite sayings. And the other thing is just don't be scared of failure, because there's so many new things I had to try, from backstage interviewing to acting to ring announcing to being a TV presenter/host. Like, if I would have just been terrified of failure and screwing up, I would not have pushed through all of those things. And yeah, I was scared. I was, you know, like super nervous, but it's the fact that you kind of push through and do it that matters. So just don't be like terrified of failure to the point where it stops you from doing things, because that's hard, and you don't want to stop yourself or prevent yourself from getting big opportunities.
Yeah, and I know that's a struggle that unfortunately a lot of podcasters, including myself, face sometimes, is kind of the fear of that. Like, I'll admit, I had a hard time asking you to be on the show. It's just like, because I don't want to, like, bomb. So, you know, it's granted nice hearing from someone like you on your platform that, you know, sometimes mistakes happen and you really can't do much about it, but keep learning from it. So it's nice sound advice. I appreciate that, even for myself. So,
yeah, of course. Anytime, honestly. I know how scary this can be, like, especially when you're face-to-face with someone you either idolize or have been watching or listening to since you were a kid. Like, it can be overwhelming. So a huge thing is just kind of, like, taking a breath and realizing the person you're talking to, like, they're just human. They have everyday lives and they're not doing their thing. And, you know, you just got to kind of, like, humanize them in a sense so you don't feel like you're intimidated, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because someone like me, I have autism, so it's not the easiest. Doing something like this, you know, helps get on my show. Like, So I thank you for the advice. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm having a brain fart right now because I'm processing that. So, what would you say, what's the biggest kind of crowd you've interviewed in? You know, I'm sure, was it AEW? How do you deal with, like, do you have stage fright or, you know, public speaking issues? Or just, like, how would you deal with that?
Yeah, so, honestly, I'll honestly take, like, a deep breath beforehand. The biggest show I think I've ever done was probably, I think it was Double or Nothing. Because we had a crazy turnout for that pay-per-view. It was so many people there. And even when I do stuff with MLW, where we have, like, really huge crowds, when we could have crowds, you just take that deep breath, you walk out there, and then you just do your thing. I think because I've done it so many times as well, it kind of gives you that little bit of ease. So you know, hey, I know what I'm doing. I know what I have to say. Like, it kind of becomes like a muscle memory in a sense when you've done something for a while and you just know, like, all right, this is my job. Like, we got this. So yeah, it's really just about having that confidence, or if you don't have the confidence, pretending you do and going out there and still killing it, you know? So, yeah, it can get to you sometimes because it's intimidating and you don't want to mess up, especially when someone has hired you or believed in you to do a job. But I really feel like if you're prepared and you have that confidence in being ready for it, then you should be able to tackle it.
Was there ever a point in... This was another question I got asked. I'm like, it's going to be interesting. I said, was there ever a point that you actually wanted to be a wrestler? Or I know you got thrown in kind of into the interview and stuff. Was that ever a thought? Or...
No, not at all.
I was about to say, someone asked, yeah, I'm like, ugh.
Fans love asking that because they always think, like, oh, well, like, she looks like she could be and she's around it all the time. And I'm just like, I have no inkling in my body of wanting to be one. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want that added, like, pressure. And it has such a mental toll on you when you're physically in pain. And, you know, I've seen it with some of my closest friends and people in my life. And I just don't want that for my health. It's terrifying. And I'm not very athletic. Like, let's just be honest. I'm not at all. So I really don't think I'm cut out for that.
Sometimes it's just better watching the guys do what they do in the ring and admire it, because what they do, I can only imagine how hard it is. So if you had to interview any wrestlers from the past or present, well, present, like deceased or something, who would you like to get a chance to interview or something, like, if you could have had a chance?
I really feel like Eddie Guerrero would have been an amazing name to have had on the show. I've been lucky enough to interview and work with Vicky. I've interviewed, his daughter, Shaw, and I just think it would be a really, or would have been a really cool opportunity to speak with him as, like, one of the best minds in the industry. So, that would have been really neat.
Have you ever gotten to speak to Chavo, or?
Yeah, actually, I've had him on my vlog a couple times. We've signed close to each other at shows, so yeah, I've not done a sit down with him just because of time crunches and stuff for appearances, but I've been able to speak with him before, and he's a really cool down to earth guy. Yeah,
Eddie would be so fun. You know, his personality, his lively. I couldn't imagine how fun an interview with him would be, honestly. So, when fans come back, and events come back,
it's all good.
Yes, you can see the nervousness coming off a little bit. Alright. Let's go back to music. Have you ever played music? Was that ever anything you got into, or?
No, actually. I don't know how to play any instruments, but I do actually love singing, and I used to sing a lot, whether it be in talent shows or like at home and everything. So I'd love to sing. I've like posted a couple of videos online, and like when I used to do TikTok and that crap, I've posted them on there. So I really do love singing a lot. But as far as instruments go, my memory is brutal. Like, the only thing I can really remember in life are lyrics, and everything else I have to write down. So, I've never really gotten into playing anything, but music's always been a big part of my life.
And obviously you're doing wrestling. Do you still work on your blog? I forgot to ask that earlier. Is that something you're still part of, or are you kind of just focusing solely on your interviews and MLW and stuff right now?
The blog pretty much has become like an interview blog, so it's just the landing, the home for all of the interviews now. So that's pretty much what that's become. It's just solely interviews at this point. So, yeah, I don't really blog about music anymore. I'll just interview musicians now and talk to them about their music instead of actually writing about it. So, yeah, plus I enjoy it, honestly, more than writing. It's more fun for me.
So I asked the wrestler question. Is there any past musicians, if you ever get a chance, that you want to interview? I know you mentioned you're big into KISS. So.
Yeah, so it's funny, like a month ago I actually got to interview Ace Frehley, so that blew my mind, because you just never think that's going to happen, you know, it's a dream come true. So that was amazing, Ace from KISS, and I still would love to interview Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Those, that would just like, oh, that'd be crazy. And who else? If I could have, George Harrison would have been a dream interview, just because Beatles are like my favorite band of all time. I just feel like that would be an incredible brain to pick. He was such a humble and down-to-earth and peaceful man. So that would have been a dream. But right now, as far as people where it's possible, it'd be Gene and Paul.
Is there any wrestlers now present that, you know, I know you've interviewed so many people. Is there one interview that you've not gotten a chance to do that you want to do for the wrestlers side?
Yeah, there's two. It's The Rock and Cena. Like, ooh. Just because they were such important wrestlers growing up for me, and just in general important wrestlers, I think that not only would blow my fans' minds, but my own. And that would just be, there'd be two really fun conversations. They seem like really fun guys with so much knowledge and just so many really good stories, which is kind of what I'm all about. So, yeah. Oh, that'd be super, super cool.
Yeah, those would be dreams. Both guys are well-spoken, and those stories, I mean, I can't imagine what those two guys would come up with. Do you have any funny road stories when you travel with the, or, you know, just some funny moments you've had in your interviews, or?
Funny moments from interviews? I mean, honestly, it's all kind of out there. I'm trying to think of stories that have happened. It's just, my brain's completely freezing. There have been so many. I always kind of bring up something funny is when I interviewed Rosemary, like I had a sit down with her, and at the end of the interview, she licked my hand, and she, like, She actually licked it. It's not just for the video. And I was so disturbed and grossed out. And I was just like, so me cringing at the end is me legit cringing. I was just like, oh my God, why'd she do that to me? Why? I know she's a demon, but like, why'd she have to lick me?
So, did she tell you she was going to do that?
No, I had no idea. I had no idea that was coming. So like, the whole interview was really cool because I got to have her on, and she's just an amazing, like, she's just so great at being Rosemary. And so that happened at the end, and I was just like, oh, why'd you do that to me, girl? But it was really cool. Like, I love how it was so genuine, even though a lot of people think it was acted out, so it's really funny to me. So that was a really fun moment. Anytime that I get to like have a guest on and we share like our weird messages or like DMs from fans, like we share our creepy stories, like those are always really fun. So yeah, I've been lucky that there have been a lot of cool moments like that.
Are fans pretty good to you, or do you get a lot of harassment? Is it a lot, you know, are people pretty respectful towards you?
Yeah, honestly, you get people who say kind of the expected, where they just go out of their way to be douchey and like say things about your appearance and stuff. But honestly, there's an amazing fan base out there of people who are super cool, and I'm very grateful for them. So I'd say I'm lucky. Like, I feel like with anyone, if you're kind of in the spotlight to whatever degree, you're gonna have great fans and horrible fans. So luckily more of mine are great, and I'm very appreciative of that.
That's great. Yeah, unfortunately there's always some people out there that kind of just want to get under people's skin, so it's good that most, you know, people are pretty much respectful to you for the most part. I'm glad to hear that. Alright, I know we're winding down on time here, so I'll just ask, do the wrestlers, you brought up Rosemary, do they rib you a lot, or hey, like, joke around with you a lot, or like pull pranks on you, or
not really a ton of pranks, more so just like inside jokes, or you know, just like hanging out in the locker room, people being goofy. But there's nothing really where it's like you're the butt of the joke. I've seen a couple of the guys like prank each other, do stupid stuff, but I've kind of lucked out where I'm not the butt of the joke, which I appreciate. So I've hit the hiccups, but you see goofy and ridiculous things all of the time, especially in wrestling.
So at least right now you've been saved of it. But all right, Alicia, I think we'll wrap it up because I know you're on a bit of a time crunch. So I thank you so much for your time, and thank you for joining the show. You know, it means a lot to me because, you know, you're one of the first like interviews I've done with a fellow interviewer. So it's kind of interesting to see how you do your answers and just that kind of stuff. So, you know, it means the world for me as a smaller podcast to have someone like you on our show.
So. No, thank you so much for the interest, for the questions. It's always nice being able to be on podcasts, especially ones who kind of have questions or are up and coming, because even though I'm not like huge now, I remember when I was like of that size and people gave me breaks. So I'm super psyched we were able to make this happen. Thank you again for reaching out and for taking the time.
Yeah, and I would love to hopefully have you on again someday when my other co-hosts are here, because I know they would love that. So hopefully we'll stay in contact. If you want to, do you want to plug your merch and social media just one more time before we head out?
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys want to just check out AliciaTu.com, there you'll find all of my socials. I am simply just AliciaTu online everywhere. Check out my YouTube channel for tons of interviews, musicians, wrestlers, bodybuilders, all that fun stuff. And my merch store, you can also find just by searching my name, plus shop or plus merch, but it's AliciaTu.BigCartel.com. And I have tons of awesome goodies in there, shirts, 8x10s, pins, everything. So check that out if you feel like repping some Interview Queen merch.
All right, guys. On that note, that's the Interview Queen, Alicia Toot, and we are out. Stay going, my friends.